Sometimes the world made more sense seen through the bottom of a glass. When your Johnson betrays you, sets you up to get a face full of stick and shock, sometimes the bottle is the only one you can trust. I've been a runner for a long time. Grew up in an Aries arcology, sinless and unloved, living as a street rat at the bottom of the arc. Turns out, as a magician, lots of gangs want you in their ranks, and wasn't long before I was the head of one of my own. From there, it was smooth sailing. Started running the shadows, ran with a good crew, made some million. But tonight I was drowning my misfortune in cheap booze. When I finally stumbled home, bleary-eyed and drunk, I collapsed on my futon. Closing my bloodshot eyes, my mind left my body to wander the astral plane. Meat space, or the real world, as you norms call it, had lost its appeal after I was set up. Too full of conflict and lies and barriers. In the astral, I can move how I want, see everyone as they really are. It always amazed me how it looks. Like you're in the middle of a painting of the real world, but one made by a madman. Colors that norms can't imagine making up everything. The earth glowing like a zillion-watt light bulb. Bright ghosts and things flying everywhere. I myself looked like a yellowish spectral caricature of my meat body. Big forehead, small face, thin frame, not particularly pretty. Zero, my team's face, was always bugging me, mocking me for my inability to get a girl. Or one who didn't charge by the hour, at least. I always told him, and I'll tell you, that it's pretty damn hard to stay with someone, to be intimate with them, when you can see their soul and thoughts and all that bullshit norms can't figure. Anyways, I went flying. Phased through the dull gray wall of my apartment, following a greenish, purplish, orangish stream of astral something or other. I just drifted, lazily fading through buildings and cars and stuff. I saw all the bullshit people do. Fighting, lying, fucking, mostly just living. Made more sense here than through the bottle, and both were preferable than seeing the meat space sober. I must have projected 3, more like 5 miles out of the city and past the barrens into the countryside. Way back when, the awakening messed with the way nature works and the old forests and wilderness came back, filled with crazy magical critters. I loved to watch these, astrally of course. The colored shapes they created in the magical realm like my own spectral zoo. Nobody lived out here, not compared to the hustle and bustle of the sprawl or the packed, cramped arc. I drifted between trees. I can't phase through living things, so the forest was kind of hard to navigate. Watching a herd of deer graze when I heard her.
Lonely little human? Is that why you've flown all the way out here?
The voice was shrill and sharp, vaguely inhuman, too. I was too buzzed to respond, and it continued.
Fly down here. Let me see you better. I'm lonely, too, so far away from everyone.
I felt compelled to obey and drifted to the forest floor. Floating amongst the glowing shapes was a spirit. It appeared like a praying mantis with long, deadly claws and glowing white body. Its face was humanoid, however, and drop-dead gorgeous. I swear, where there should have been a mantis head was a supermodel's with long white hair and... Well, okay, you get the picture.
Don't be afraid. I don't want to hurt you,
she said, opening her claws. Words failed me for a minute, partly from shock and partly from the alcohol. What on earth are you? I asked, drifting around her. And what do you want from me?
Me? Just another lonely spirit looking for company. Come over here. Let me hold you.
The alcohol decided for me. Zero would never be able to brag he'd bagged a girl in the astral. That was my train of thought. Can I at least know your name? I gurgled, entranced by her eerie visage.
Shh, little human. No names tonight.
Her long, sharp claws wrapped around me, just tight enough to keep me stable, but not enough to hurt. My astral body moved a little, and I could feel pinpricks of pain as I pressed into her deadly talons. Her face, so human and alluring, approached mine, our spectral noses touching for the briefest of moments. Our eyes locked. Hers appeared many-faceted, like an insect's. She blinked at me, long lashes fluttering, then they shut and we kissed. An astral kiss isn't like one with your meat body. It feels like everything that is your partner, their emotions, perceptions, everything, is entering you. Just a bit, but it's still an amazing experience. It felt like desire, hunger, and desperation had become tangible and were dancing with my own ghostly tongue. My hands traversed her chitinous body, stroking the curve of her abdomen, the slight gap in her astral scales where it met her thorax. As we explored each other's spectral mouths, I played with the strands of ghostly hair, stringing it between my fingers. It wasn't long before a gap opened on her lower body, a black oval in her white skin. An astral cock had been growing from my chest, extending out of my crotch. She held me tight with her sharp, deadly claws and wrapped her legs around me. I guided my member into her, entering her strange folds. She gasped. If kissing spectrally was sharing each other's being, penetration was experiencing it. For that tiny spot where I entered her, we were the same being, our astral forms merging. I could feel the tightness of her folds as I penetrated her, but I could also feel what it felt like to be penetrated as her. We were one, if just for a few inches, and could share everything we experienced. Gently, she rocked back and forth, taking more and more of me, and I mean me, not just my cock, remember. For every inch that entered her, we became more and more the same. I clutched the back of her. Is it thorax or abdomen? I forget which one the middle part is on bugs. Pulling the spirit close, I could hear her moaning rapidly, astral sounds of pleasure that only we could hear coming from both our mouths. All six of her limbs pulled painfully tight, holding me in a vice grip as she climaxed. I pumped a few powerful thrusts into her, relishing the tightness we shared before releasing inside her.
"You won't be lonely anymore, little human,"
she said, breathy and lusty. She was right. I felt like we were no longer two different spirits. Everything that was me and everything that was her was indistinguishable. I had shot my soul into her and she had done the same for me. When I woke up, I could still feel her presence, guiding and directing me. And soon we wouldn't be lonely ever again.